Various collector's items go in and out of fashion, but one thing that has remained constant for the last 30 years are the devotees who hunt out and collect unusual items associated with the kitchen. I recently visited the home of a collector who had an individual room made over to a kitchen dating from the 1940s. Obviously, I'm too young to remember. But there were things like metal mincers that cramped on the edges of a table for making your own mince. There was an item I can't remember seeing before, which was like a very large gauge cheese grater that was in fact for grating carbolic soap in order to make flakes. Things like this are interesting, can decorate the kitchen, and can be a really good talking point at any time. Mind you, the rare and unusual are getting harder and harder to find, and not necessarily because they're being bought up by collectors. It can be because they are being thrown out in skips. Please, before you throw out that old unused packet of Tide, or maybe some really ancient boot polish where the contents may have dried up, there are people who might like these to add to their collection. Some things can be incorporated tastefully into the modern kitchen. Even the old washboards that we use to scrub the clothes on are quite decorative, especially if they've got the glass insert and it is still intact. They can also be used in a skiffle group. The kitchen passion has gone one stage further, for we now find the 1920s, 1930s minty kitchen cabinets very collectible, especially if they are in good condition, with the original paintwork and, more importantly, a perfect enamelled platform that folds down to give you the work area. These were scraped by the thousands in the 1960s and 1970s, now to be reborn as a must-have kitchen item. Collecting kitchen equipment is not new. It isn't that long ago when there was a mad craze for copper saucepans, jelly moulds, preserve pans, anything of that type were really collectible. It would seem that copper has given way to just plain enamel. White enamel milk jugs, ewers, anything that is attractive in enamel is now keenly sought after, especially if it is in a colour rather than white. These items tend to be the rarest of all. How many people can remember the milk can with its lid in white enamel with a blue ring top and bottom? It was a must-have for any country household. So, before you throw anything away, please consider there could be people out there who are not going to make a profit from what they buy from you or you give them, but they will put them in their collection and keep them on show for private or personal or even public use for years to come. A special range of kitchenware, which was extremely popular not long ago, was T.G. Green's Cornishware. This wonderful range of blue and white banded pots and jars was the pinnacle of any kitchenalia collector. This has tended to wane in interest, maybe because the market was somewhat saturated by reproduction, which killed the genuine. When looking at this sort of material, always look for the T.G. Green mark, which is clearly printed on any of the original pieces. T.G. Green also made a variety that was not blue and white, but was yellow and white, this somewhat rarer and more difficult to find. Most of the blue and white T.G. Green pieces can be picked up for less than £30. Rarer named pieces may cost more. It would not be right to miss out tins, biscuit tins, and some of the very beautifully printed tins done by the Metal Box Company. These can be bought for a few pounds. Many turn up in the charity shops and are extremely decorative, look fantastic on shelves, and because they can be used. Some of the printing is so colourful, so bright, it would cheer up anybody's home. Just a quick word of warning about old kitchen equipment that is electric. Here you have to be extremely careful, particularly with toasters, coffee pots, kettles and the like. They need to be carefully checked by a qualified electrician to give you a certificate of worthiness before you actually plug it in. Also, some of the early electrical equipment was actually 110 volt DC. Don't plug these into the mains, because now we are on 220/240 volts AC. It could cause a bit of a bang. Please fight shy of any electrical equipment until it has been thoroughly checked. But with all the other things, have fun. Decorate your kitchen, inject a bit of nostalgia.